When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes, DNR 98.7 ESPN. Quick question before we get into the sports melange. We have a lot going on. Yankees fans are holding their breath. Giants fans are, I don't know. I've heard a lot of differing opinions on the Giants. Jets are, I know they're going to do something in free agency at some point. You have your backup quarterback, which is nice. Today's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Yeah.
Very happy birthday.
The big 51.
Big 51.
Yeah.
Big 51. Fancy new gas card. Action,
because RJ cares.
That's his thing.
That's
his thing.
It's very functional.
Whole backstory, we got it all.
He's very practical. Yeah, RJ googling my address and seeing if there's a specific gas station in the radius of where I might shop for gas. Like, there's a lot going on.
It's the thought that counts. He's very thoughtful.
He's the best friend. He is the best and the nerdiest on the show. As we established
Well,
yesterday.
I don't know about that. Now, I thought about that after the show. Actually makes more sense, the argument that you actually would study where people went to college.
Right.
I think
so
might qualify
you. Think
you.
I'm the nerdiest.
I think that could put you over the top.
Mm. But you don't look at me as a nerd.
No, of course not. I don't look at RJ as a nerd. I'm just saying, if we're power ranking nerdiest in the show.
Maybe I am.
I think your previous studies may make you the nerd. And there's a Stump Rothenberg segment.
That's true.
Which highlights how intelligent you
are. Which is tomorrow.
So maybe.
Today's CMT.
This highlights RJ.
Today, CMT, 7:45. Now, RJ, I saw your premature look ahead yesterday because that's what I do. I study it like nobody's business. And I didn't see a football frenzy on it. And I thought we had established that today, 8:15, we would be doing the frenzy. The free agent frenzy, if you remember.
So, couple of things. First, happy birthday. Second, and you'll make fun of me for this, I got home and I was walking around, I don't know, probably 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Just walking.
And I was going to get something in the kitchen, and it struck me to the point where I actually picked up my phone, and I was going to send a revised look ahead.
And you thought I'd make fun of you.
I thought, I'm going to get made fun of either way, because here's my rationale. Either he noticed, and he's upset.
I wasn't upset.
I think you're upset.
I'm not upset.
Or he didn't read it, and maybe I can get away with it.
Right.
I went the latter.
And there are numerous days where I don't read it. Yesterday was not one of those days. I read it, and I wouldn't say upset. Rick, do I sound upset?
No, I don't think you sound upset.
No, I'm not upset.
No.
But I didn't notice.
Disappointed maybe
a
little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a fair analysis of how I feel. Little disappointed.
Well, I'm sorry. We will do it at 8:15.
Yes. Okay, great. I just didn't know. I thought maybe it was off.
Oh, no, it's on.
Oh, it's
nice.
On. It's a big Tuesday, buddy.
This really is quite the day, then.
This is action-packed.
So everyone wants I'm telling you right now, I'd get a tweet seconds ago, what a birthday gift you got yesterday. I'm supposed to be going to work right now, but I'm sitting in my car hoping to hear how furious and angry Rothenberg is about Saquon. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Give the people what they want.
No, I'm not going to.
You named your dog Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
No, you didn't.
He was at, yeah. Charles Barkley.
Stop it.
No, because the dog's overweight and Charles Barkley once overweight.
Nope.
The mound round of rebound. Yes, Charles Barkley.
No, it's not. That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
You named the dog after Saquon Barkley, who's now an Eagle.
That's the hottest tea I've ever had
so
in my
every
life.
Every time the dog disobeys you, you can just envision him in an Eagles jersey.
All right. The thing that annoys me is not so much that he left. I actually, be honest with you, I actually thought the Giants had a really good day yesterday. a really good
Giants
day.
Had a really good day yesterday.
I think they clearly addressed the offensive line, right? You replace, you may not think that, and he's not the same guy, there's no doubt, but Devin Singletary is a capable running back in this league. I think they'll add another one, and you added a stud defensive end, and you didn't trade a whole heck of a lot in comparison to what they could have gotten for him 2 years ago.
Well, it feels like you swapped Leonard Williams for Brian Burns.
That's exactly what
you
did.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but you know how much money it is, actually? It's the same as Xavier McKinney and Saquon Barkley. So I'll ask you this.
When you combine it?
Yes, $30 million. I'll ask you this. Would you rather have Brian Burns or Xavier McKinney and Saquon Barkley? Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have determined they would rather have Brian Burns. What would you rather have?
Well, no, I think that what Joe Shane has shown you, right, is that he's not going to pay premium money to non-premium
positions.
That's
correct.
But when it comes to the premium positions, left tackle, your best defensive player, Dexter Lawrence, and now the edge pass rusher that they've been talking about adding with this new defensive coordinator that's going to focus more on kind of disrupting the quarterback, put someone next to the fifth overall pick. I mean, this was the guy that they targeted. This is the guy they went and got.
Right. So, overall, I like what they did on Saquon specifically. The only real thing that it does make me sick is to think him playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, that to me is the most distressing part of it, he was your guy. He was such a good Giant. He did everything you could ask for. And unfortunately, because of the nature of the business, I now will hate Saquon Barkley. And that's the truth. You can say, no, you shouldn't, not right, not fair, whatever, I will. When I watch him
for
play
the time
football.
Being.
No, when I watch him play football, I will hope that he does not succeed.
Right, while he's playing.
Yeah.
I don't think when he's done and he retires, you're going to hate him.
I don't hate the human being, Saquon Barkley. I hate the football player,
right,
Saquon
but he made
Barkley
the best
now.
Decision for himself.
Yeah.
Like this whole, you're dead to me. Okay, for now he can be dead to you because you're going to play against him.
Well, he's dead to me.
Well, no, listen, I mean, you got to play against him twice a year. The last thing you wanted to see was him in your division. But when you look at the offer, I mean, the thing that would concern me a little bit was how aggressive the Eagles were in getting him. And I think they're in a much different spot than the Giants are.
They look at that as a finishing piece.
Right.
They don't look at that as let's start the process and try to save an old quarterback piece.
No, listen, Saquon Barkley wanted to be a Giant. I mean, that's what he wanted. In a perfect world, he would have been a Giant.
No doubt about it.
But there was not a priority put on signing him.
And there never will be. This regime will never put a priority on the running back, on the safety. They just won't. So you're going to have to come to grips with that. I don't like any of it. I don't like the fact that he's going to come back to Giant Stadium and people are going to probably boo him. I don't like it. It would have been a much easier, cleaner break had he gone to the Texans or any other team like that. That's not the case, and now we have to deal with this.
And now you deal with it. But listen, I mean, as far as if you're one of the Giants fans, and feel free to call 1-800-919-3776.
Look at you.
That is just done with Saquon Barkley and blame Saquon Barkley for that. This is fine. Call us. We'll listen.
I don't blame him.
No, but I'm sure there's some that will. I'm not saying you. There will be some people that will, that are disgusted by the fact that he decided to be a Philadelphia Eagle, which I think is crazy. I mean, he did what was in the best interest of him.
Which is fine. Let's be fair. What do most people do? Most people do what's in the best interest of themselves.
Right, I know. But when push comes to shove, every fan base wants to believe that their guys, to give him a team discount. No, that's not how this was going to work.
So you could get, $9 million from the Giants, or you could get $13 million from Philadelphia? Well, I mean,
all right, $26 million, $26 guaranteed at signing? No,
right.
Give me the $26 million guaranteed at signing. Give me a chance to win. That was the other problem with this whole thing. It didn't, even with the Daniel Jones contract right now.
I don't think the winning necessarily was the overall factor.
No, but you just said the reason why you can justify paying him what the Eagles just paid him is because they feel like it's a finishing piece. So it makes sense. Right? When you look at their offense and you got, A.J. Brown, DeVonta Smith, you got Dallas Goedert. I mean, you saw what they just paid Dickerson. Like, they feel like they're close to winning.
Well, they were 10-1 last year.
Right, until it all fell apart. The Giants aren't there. The Giants are in the middle of a rebuild right now. So I'm saying, even paying Daniel Jones what you're paying him doesn't really make much sense because it's not resulting in winning.
No.
So if you went and matched the Philadelphia Eagles offer, you're not going to get bang for your buck because it's not going to result in the winning that you're looking for.
It's not going to result in the winning, and then people are going to say he's not the running back that we thought he would be, and they would be all upset with him. Again, him leaving does not have me heartbroken. Him leaving to Philadelphia has me very upset. It has me angry. All the feels that you would expect is what I'm going through this morning. I mean, this was my guy. This was our guy. You don't need to get into the debate of, do you take a running back second overall? No, I think that's moronic and not answering the phone and all that stuff. But he was the face of the Giants for the past 6 years, and now he goes to a team that you either detest the most or the second most in all the sport. And that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is a tough pill to swallow. Listen, I mean, now it's not the same thing because, you know, the Eagles are in your division, but I can't stand Philly. I can't stand the Eagles. And, of course, Bryce Huff ends up on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. Which is another nice move for them.
I
don't know how Howie Roseman, he's very talented.
He is talented. It just goes to show you, like, I mean, you can work the cap however you want to work the cap, but, I mean, those are two guys that they targeted right away. And, unfortunately for us here in New York, I mean, you lost, you know, two really good players. I mean, what the Jets were able to get out of an undrafted free eight, you know.
Amazing.
What they turned Bryce Huff into.
I saw this. This is interesting. Most money ever for an undrafted free agent.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
Of course you did. You see everything.
A lot of pressure on Will McDonald now, though. A lot of pressure.
First round pick, big expectations, year two. Makes it, you can't spend a first round pick and not expect him to be the guy. So now, hopefully he has a Jermaine Johnson kind of year two.
Yeah, you better hope so.
Yeah.
Because Jermaine Johnson was really good for us this season. But, I mean, I was sending you guys some stuff. Like, Jets fans were not overly thrilled with the inactivity from
which
the Jets
I understand,
yesterday.
But I just, my only suggestion would be wait until the whole thing plays out and, and then come out with your analysis and your anger or your outrage or whatever happens to be.
Well, I mean, listen, Tyron Smith's still out there. I mean, you saw a lot of the names come off the board that we were talking about. But, I mean, Robert Hunt got crazy stupid money.
Got $100 million.
In Carolina. I mean, I think it's pretty evident that they feel like the middle of that line is going to be important.
Owenu, right? That's how we say that name we established yesterday. Owenu stays with the New England Patriots. Yep.
I got to give, listen, Tyrod Taylor. I mean, that was a good move for us.
But I didn't see that. That must happen after I went to bed last night.
Later, yeah.
So what did he get?
Got a 2-year deal.
And do you know money on financials on that?
I don't have the financials on that.
Okay.
It'd be nice if you did some homework before the show. Maybe not strolling 9 minutes before the show.
Well, I knew
maybe,
that.
Maybe sprinkling.
I knew it happened. Well, you don't know
work.
Either.
Maybe sprinkling some work would be good.
You don't know either, right?
No, I know everything else.
Right. I knew he wound up with the Jets as the backup.
Thanks for that.
Well, that's no different than what you knew, right?
Thanks
so
for
I knew. So let me see if I understand this. On my birthday, you're going to verbally attack me, for starters, for knowing exactly the same information that you knew.
You're not going to get a free pass today.
What does that mean?
Well, you know exactly what that
means. Well, I don't want a free pass. I just want to be held to the same standards that you hold yourself.
I'm not going to baby you today.
Which is fine. I'm not asking to be babied. You don't know. I don't know. Why am I the one that gets attacked?
Because.
I mean, it's more embarrassing for you who gets here like an hour and a half before the show and you have no idea.
Well, I didn't get here as early because the garage situation.
What garage?
I think he was sleeping.
The guy was sleeping, so the door was down. You
couldn't get
into the garage.
Yeah, had to but multiple times.
Maybe you should have looked up what kind of financials Tyrod Taylor was getting.
There's no financials
right
now.
All right, so there you go. So that's why I didn't see it.
Okay.
All right? So instead, I'll take an apology now.
I'm not going to apologize.
Why?
To you. No.
Why?
I did nothing wrong.
You attacked me.
No, I didn't.
How dare you say that I don't know? I don't know because it doesn't exist.
I'm setting
you didn't
the tone.
Know either.
Well, Walsh wasn't in the rundown, so, I mean, what do you want to tell you?
So now you're attacking RJ?
All of you.
Why are you so
Everyone
angry?
Gets it.
Honestly, why are you so angry today?
I'm not angry. I feel great. Happy to be here.
Raymond, did
you
not feel like that was some kind of... I mean, Raymond has the microphone a mile and a half away from where he sits. As if
Look how easy it was for me to grab.
As if there's zero chance that we're ever going to talk to you. Do you appreciate the attack that just went on?
I don't see it as an attack, and it was just an observation by him.
Right,
came in
right.
At a certain time, you did have, I guess you didn't confirm the info that Tyrod Taylor had signed with the Jets.
No, I knew he had signed with the Jets.
Yeah, but you know, there's no financials out there, so you can't necessarily be blamed for that.
So I knew the same information that he knew. So how am I getting raked over the coals? And then he went after RJ too at the rundown, saying, "Well, it wasn't in the rundown."
Again, RJ can't have information that's not readily available, so yeah, is what it is.
So you're on Team RJ Dave?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. See?
Yeah, but it's the problem with you, I've noticed, and you do this to RJ too, is like we think we know something or we know something, but then you question us and then it has us questioning ourselves.
I wasn't trying to put you in a bad spot. I thought I didn't. It's unbelievable. On my birthday.
You have me second guessing myself.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not there. It's not there. It's fine. I didn't know, so I was looking to you who may know. You don't know? That's fine.
Do not know.
If the
no one knows.
Information existed and you didn't know, I wouldn't care.
It's a 2-year deal.
I understand it's a 2-year deal. I was looking for financials. You don't have it. That's fine. We're getting off the beaten path because you're in
there
one
is
already.
No,
today.
There is no path today.
You're in one already.
No, I'm not in one.
Yeah, you are. Unnecessary and mean is what it is.
No,
been.
I'm happy for you. I thought your team did well.
I thought the Giants did well. McKinney's, I will tell you this. I think you could argue that McKinney's the bigger loss than Saquon.
Yeah, I
mean, 24-year-old safety entering the prime of his career.
Snap.
Is it fair to say that the best days for Saquon Barkley are behind him?
I think he probably has a couple.
You think three?
A couple good ones left.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's going to be refreshing for him to actually have offensive weapons around him with a good quarterback and a really good offensive line.
I'd say the first time he goes down with a rolled ankle or whatever, I'm just going to be like, oh, thank God this is not my problem anymore.
All right. Well, that was one of the reasons why you have a hard time making a long-term commitment to him. It's not available enough. You had him for 6 years. He was a good Giant.
If he's healthy, this is how you can measure it. And I know, Raymond, this is going to turn you off, but fantasy football, if I said to you right now, Saquon is what number running back? It's probably two, right? It's probably McCaffrey. Saquon now.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be right there in that offense.
Right, exactly. And that's the point. I wonder how the tush-push influences his goal line carries.
Tush-push is not going
to I think it's going to depend on what happens with, whoever they put at center now.
Right.
Yeah, tush-push
you think the tush-push is dead?
Santa, you got numbers for Tyrod?
2 for 18.
For
Pelissero.
Where'd you find that at?
Pelissero.
Spotrac doesn't even have that.
No, I didn't see it either.
Pelissero has it.
2 for 18. That's a good deal.
Samini didn't have it.
No. Well, good for Tom.
Falling the wrong people.
You follow Pelissero, though.
Listen, good for the Jets.
Well, necessary.
Yeah, necessary.
Necessary.
It was crazy. That whole thing and how it unfolded last year was crazy.
It was embarrassing. And then for the owner to come out and be like, we really need a backup quarterback.
Thanks, Woody.
Hey, maybe you should have said this before free agency last season.
Yeah, or like before the deadline. Hey, this isn't working. Let's fix this.
We could use another quarterback. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the calls because I know a lot of people have a lot to say on what the Giants did yesterday. Some will be negative. I think some will be positive. A lot in between. Boy, if I'm a Yankees fan, man, I am bated breath today waiting for the results of this MRI. By the way, how long does an MRI result take to get back?
They already have it.
So they know?
Yeah.
Does that make you think that there's a reason for concern because they haven't told you that it's nothing?
Not necessarily.
No.
I mean, I'm sure whatever they found, he's going to get, it's not stupid, he's going to get a second and maybe even third opinion. Oof. No, when someone like Gerrit Cole is, the person who takes the MRI is not going to tell you.
But we get MRIs and it takes time because the report has to get back to the doctor.
You're not a priority.
Right.
Because the radiologist is going to read it and then they're going to give the report to your doctor.
Exactly.
And your doctor's going to
let you know. When it's Gerrit Cole, no. I'm sure within 20 minutes they know exactly what's going on in that elbow.
I don't know if it's 20 minutes, but that's priority number one.
They know.
Yeah,
right. We had it yesterday midday. Right. They have the answer now. All right. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you here on March the 12th, 98.7 ESPN.
Well, Raymond.
This is not your music, is
no,
it?
No, it's fine, though. Uh-huh. I can adapt. Today should be your music because it's your birthday.
Oh, okay.
Spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get into shape and ready for the warmer weather. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water, and you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get ready for spring with njdiet.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And
Boom!
Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Free agent football frenzy, 8:15. All right. I'll leave it up to you. You want to hear from Jordan Renan, or you want to get right to the calls?
A lot of calls. Let's hear from Renan. He deserves it.
Okay. Said Barkley was always going to chase after the money.
Somebody told me that the other day. He's going wherever they give him the most money. This happened to be the Eagles, right? It just so happened that the Philadelphia Eagles, by the way, he's from that area, right? He's from the Lehigh Valley, Allentown, Bethlehem area, which is like an hour and change from Philadelphia. It's not like, oh, he's going to Philadelphia. Why would he do that? No, it makes sense for him. His family still lives there. They're a good team. It gives him a chance to win. It pays him the most money. You tell me, if you're Saquon Barkley, why wouldn't you take that job?
It's a fair point. The only reason you would have a second thought is if you really cared about what the fan base of the Giants was going to think.
Yeah, but the team already showed you they don't care about you.
I understand that. But he always claimed that he cared about the organization.
Well, I understand that, but give him a reason to stay.
They didn't want him.
It's not the money. It's not the winning.
They didn't want him.
So he's going.
This is what they wanted to do.
Right, so he's going to a more talented team that has a better chance to win, and he's getting paid the most money.
That's right. Now,
it's a no-brainer.
I'm hopeful that he's on the downward spiral of his career and he's not a great running back anymore.
And I would try to stick it to... I would make sure there was money on the board and that we smashed the Giants, which they normally do anyway, every single time.
They didn't last time they played.
Yeah, well, come on.
Well, what do you mean,
team fell apart.
So yeah, how do you know that? They might smash us. They might not smash us. I don't know.
I hope they smash you.
Why would you... What the hell is with you today?
I don't know. I want you to pay the price for this one.
What do you mean, pay what price?
I want you to be more upset. I think the people want you to be more upset.
I'm not going
to
pretend something that I'm not. I'm upset that he's going to Philadelphia. I'm really not all that upset at all that he left.
You named your dog Barkley.
I like Saquon.
Now you have to look at that. That dog's got at least
8 years.
More than that.
Well, no, I mean, he's got bad allergies. So
right.
What do you mean?
The dog is going to look like that photo I sent to the group.
When was the last time you heard a dog pass away from bad allergies?
When they're on medicine, it lowers their life. Yeah. It lowers their life expectancy.
At least 10 more.
Yeah, well, he's 3. I got to figure he goes another 8 at least. That brings him to 11. But I'm just pleased that we named the dog after Charles Barkley.
You want me to get him like a little
great idea.
Saquon dog jersey that he can wear around the house?
Mm-mm.
Be nice.
What's the guaranteed money on the
terrible.
No. I think I can't wait to meet Charles one day and be like, we named our dog
after
you.
You're not going to meet Charles.
Terrible. Why not? Charles seems like a great guy. I hope we have him
in studio, and I can tell him it's not Charles. Don't buy this.
What do you mean?
He did not name after you.
Well, of course we did.
If and I'm not hoping for this. If the Eagles, as Rick said, smash the Giants the first time they get together, Saquon runs for $120 and 2 touchdowns.
Right.
Dave's going to just be yelling at his dog in his house. Everything will change. I knew we shouldn't have gotten you. You are the worst. Run free. Go.
That dog can't be in the house during Giants-Eagles games.
Why?
It can't. It's not safe.
Because all your anger will be geared right towards that dog.
You guys have no respect for me.
It needs to be rescued.
You want the dog?
No.
There you go.
See, I can't handle it.
He's been trying to get the dog away for like the last year and a half.
They got up before my alarm today.
No. That's fine, though. Come on. It's a big day for you.
They tried to attack the birthday. Massage therapist yesterday.
They wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Maybe because she was talking so much.
She had a lot to say.
Maybe like, hey, why don't you quiet down so Dad can get a nice rub?
Why don't you quiet down so you can hear us barking nonstop? Lying down in the bonus room getting a massage.
I don't care about your children. Rub my glutes.
These dogs barking over and over and over and over.
That's the crappy part about this whole situation, and it's been the entire time, is that the guy, like, I believe that the guy wanted to be here.
I think that you're right.
And I think just, I mean, it's...
Which is another reason why it doesn't bother me as much as people would like it to.
No, I know, but I think right now it doesn't bother you. Because I think you're smart enough to understand what happened and what Joe Shane is trying to do. But, I mean, when you're playing the Eagles and he's running all over you, it's going to drive you crazy.
It'll be very upsetting. But if it's DeAndre Swift, it would be upsetting. It's upsetting when the Eagles beat the Giants regardless. It'll make it worse when it's Saquon. But here's the thing. Get it in now, because I think the Giants are heading in the right direction. I don't think you'll get it for long if you're Philadelphia. Now you will.
Well, they don't want it. I mean, listen, they're ready. They want to win now.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
And that's how they justify it.
And that's the point, is that it makes sense for Philadelphia. And it makes sense for the Giants to keep him, to pay him that kind of money.
No, it doesn't.
$13 million a year for a running back? It's ridiculous.
No, I think it's just unfortunate that when you have players like Saquon Barkley and you have Xavier McKinney, who, I mean, like, and you said it earlier in the show, 24-year-old kid, didn't miss a snap. And, you know, it's not a premium position right now, so you don't want to pay top dollar for it.
That's exactly right.
It sucks to have to lose the guy, because that's the whole point, right?
That's the one that upsets me worse, honestly. Like, McKinney, 24, you figure he's got another, what, 8 really, really good years left? I mean, Barkley, you say what you want, he may have another year or two. He's past, like, the midway point of his career.
Yeah, you've had 6 years of him.
Right.
Right.
So if he gives you another 3, you'd be fortunate.
No, I just, it would be frustrating, and it is frustrating. The Bryce Huff stuff is frustrating for me, and I get, you know.
I understand why it would be.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been one you probably want to get done, and then maybe don't use the pick on Will McDonald. You actually try to help the offense, which was an atrocity last year.
That was a really bad decision.
Well, unless Will McDonald does what Jermaine Johnson does, and then we look smart. But
sure.
No, like, I mean, we spent all this time, and you did it with Gettleman, we do it with, you know, Joe Douglas, whoever the GM is, talking about, especially because the NFL is king, and we talk about it so much, is criticizing these GMs for bad decisions in the draft. Like, how could you take, you know, Zach Wilson with the second overall pick? That's, you know, complete disaster. But then you get into these situations where you do draft the right guy, and you do develop him the right way, and he does everything you want, and now you end up losing him. Like, Xavier McKinney and... They're both captains on the teams, right? Like, are both guys that you'd like to, you know, they should be, in theory, Giants for life, just because, I mean, they're doing everything you're asking them to do. The production's there, and, you know, all the intangible stuff is there. But, I mean, it's the nature of the beast and the nature of the business. You got to kind of prioritize with the salary cap what is most important. For them, it was, let's finally fix the offensive line.
Yep.
And let's get someone to go alongside, you know, our 5th overall pick.
Here is Jordan Renan on how the Giants will replace Saquon.
I think it's more like we'll try to get that production from multiple players to get what we got from Barkley. Now, Barkley only had a little under 1,000 yards this past season, missed 3 games, but he's more talented running back than Devin Singletary. I think the Giants will probably add a running back in the middle rounds of the draft, maybe somewhere around there. You pay $5 million a year, a little more, Devin Singletary, rather than, what, $12, $13 million a year for Saquon Barkley, and then you can go spend that money elsewhere. And I think for them, that means stock up on the offensive line, because that's been the bigger problem here for a long time.
And that's what they've done already. Added 2 legitimate offensive linemen into the equation right now.
Yeah, I also think when you look at what Brian Daboll did in Buffalo, and he has the relationship with Devin Singletary from Buffalo, you can kind of tell where this offense is supposed to be going. Like, Saquon Barkley is not going to be, or wouldn't eventually be, the focal point of this offense.
No.
Because it was never the focal point. Now they had Josh Allen, which makes it different, but still, I mean, they're trying to find that kind of quarterback. It's not going to be... You know, they want to be more explosive, ball down the field. It's, I mean, Saquon Barkley is a better running back than Devin Singletary, but it's...
Considerably,
but the Giants just, they're not at a place where they can get the most
out of the investment.
No,
you're wasting Saquon with the Giants right now. Are the Giants a more talented team today than they were yesterday?
100%. Morning? And I think there's a clear vision as to what Joe Shane is trying to do.
You buy in? So you like what they're doing?
I do like what they're doing. I think they're in an interesting spot here with 6.
I agree with you. All right. By the way, I spoke to a former NFL GM yesterday. Just said pointedly, do you like J.J. McCarthy? Response I got, yes. So take it for what it's worth. We'll get to your
calls.
Well,
it doesn't matter if you, like, come on. Well, I mean, as good as that stuff is, and I love when you bring nuggets to the table like that, it really only comes down to what Brian Daboll and Joe Shane believe.
No, I'm just saying. But there's this idea, and you hear RJ and a lot of people say, I want any part of J.J. McCarthy. Like, all right, well, I spoke to someone who was in that chair for quite some time, and he said he really likes him.
Well, listen, there's plenty of reasons why you would like J.J. McCarthy. I think the biggest thing that we don't know, I mean, RJ's going off of what he saw on the field and what he was asked to do. I didn't sit in a meeting room with him. I wasn't in the locker room. Like, all that other stuff could be awesome. I mean, all we heard was great reports about, like, he could do stuff on a whiteboard that none of the other quarterbacks can do. That's all important stuff, especially when you know, I mean, you have a head coach that you trust can develop the quarterback. He's got the skill set. I mean, he can make the throws, he's a hell of an athlete. So...
Hinky Haynes with a really, really good tweet. Dogs don't understand their given names. They only understand the sounds you use as commands. Your dog Barkley would adapt and respond to Mark Lee, Charlie, anything. Just change it to that. It's a good idea.
Just shorten it.
Yeah, Mark Lee.
No, no, Mark Lee. It couldn't be. I mean, that doesn't need to be. We can take that under consideration.
I don't know. We're going to have a real round table at the house.
Because Alex can't be happy about this either.
He was not happy, but he was excited about Burns.
Maybe you name him Burns.
Burns.
There you
Burns,
go.
the same B.
Yeah.
Right?
Burns and Sammy.
Burnsy.
There
Burnsy
you go.
Barkley, very similar.
Close.
Burnsy. I was saying Burns.
No, let's think about it.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Everyone's favorite program director, not John Winthrop, JJ in the Carolinas.
Yeah, doesn't like Ray.
Sent me an email. It says, look at the bright side, Dave. When the Giants beat the Eagles and Saquon misses time due to another injury, you will actually enjoy the dog that much more. And by the way, Raymond, bleep you. JJ the PD. He doesn't like Ray.
Wow.
Seems like he's got a great life, JJ.
How dare you go after his life? You don't know what he has or doesn't have.
I don't know anything about him.
Right.
He's being a coward.
What is with you?
Raymond already said the randos want to come down to the studio and come get some. That's how he feels.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't just start inviting every random.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I want to make sure they know which one Raymond is.
Right. And
especially they walk up, they just pummel RJ. Well, they probably know because he's.
Don't say it.
Well, you know.
I know what you're thinking.
Right.
Plus, hey, look at that. He doesn't want to ruin that beautiful sweatshirt he's wearing today.
I mean, Leon Rose gave the guy all this Knicks swag.
So important he is to the Knicks.
Unbelievable. Where's my Knicks swag, Raymond?
I don't think you're getting any.
You don't get much swag, do you? Giants send you any swag?
Yeah, they did. For Alex's bar mitzvah, they sent a lot.
Yeah, but I'm saying to wear swag.
Saquon Barkley sent swag.
Saquon, sent the video message. Well, that's dead.
Let's see how nice that is.
Just lit that on fire.
Yeah, that's gone now. Let's get to some of the
memories,
calls.
Though. You had the memories.
Yeah. One playoff appearance, though. It's not what you're looking for.
No. Not when you draft him with the second overall pick.
Right? You expected more. But it's no fault of his own.
It's not his fault.
Right, exactly. That's the thing that's so confounding, right? It's like you're upset. You don't really know how to feel today. Like, you can't really be angry at him, but you kind of feel angry at him.
I think there will be people that are angry at him, which
I'm sure there are.
Which I think is misdirected.
So here's what I don't understand, and we'll get to the calls in a second. You wanted me to come out raging, but had I come out raging, you would have said, this is misguided?
Yeah.
That's
good radio.
It's completely unfair.
No, you take one side, I'll take the other side.
So you want me to not be true to myself. You only want me to play the role. You want me to be an actor here.
No, I didn't. That's what the people wanted. I was getting tweets about welfare checks. I think he was resigned to the fact that he was leaving.
I knew he was leaving.
All right, so?
I didn't know he was going to Philadelphia. I find that to be very upsetting.
Well, no, you said yesterday. We've said this a bunch of different times. What would have made it worse is if he had a legitimate offer from Houston or whatever the team was that was on par with whatever the Eagles or Cowboys were offering.
Right.
And he decided that, hey, no, I want to be a Cowboy or an Eagle. Turns out the Eagles made the best offer.
The best offer. I saw he can get up to, what, $48 million over this 3-year span?
And he got 26 at signing. So he did well.
And the Giants did not want to give him that level of money.
The team is better. Has a real chance
to
win.
Closer to winning.
Good offensive line.
Yeah. I just hope that he does not do well.
Which is fine. Well, within your right. I mean, he's in your own division.
Yeah,
of course you don't
want
him
to succeed. Let's go to these callers now. Let's go to Robin in Dobbs Ferry. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I got up bright and early, primarily, first things first, to wish you a very happy birthday, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Robin.
Wonderful birthday and an even better year. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But, of course, a lot went on yesterday with the Giants, so I do have a couple quick points. You kind of got to it both in the open. But by signing Brian Burns, they upgraded at a more important position to them. They wouldn't be able to do that if they signed Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney. So I'm happy about that. Obviously not happy that we had to lose Saquon Barkley.
How much worse does it make it for you, Robin, that he went to the Eagles? If I told you he had gone to the Texans, you would have been able to deal with that, no?
Absolutely. I sort of would have root for him. Not going to root for him now. I mean, but I blame this on the Eagles. I hate them. They kind of did it.
Everybody does.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So not an issue with that. I hate to say it, he's hurt sometimes more than he plays. So it was the right move. My second point, by signing the offensive tackle, and I'm not from Vegas, and I'm not going to say his name because I'll probably butcher it, and the guard, John Runyon, they are remaking that offensive line. And you know that's going to make me happy. And I also, I think this puts to rest, for better or worse, the chatter that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones. Yes, if one of the top quarterbacks somehow magically drops to six, I'm sure they'll take it, but that's not going to happen. Most likely it'll be a wide receiver to give Daniel Jones.
I don't know
Jones
about that, Robin. I mean, I've agreed with everything you've said up to this point. I am hardly of the mindset that the Giants will not take a quarterback six.
You think they will? I don't.
I think you come out of this draft with a quarterback. I don't know where. I don't know if it's a first-round guy or a second-round guy. Yes, I believe they get a quarterback in this draft.
I agree with you. I just don't think they're going to take him sixth overall. I think it's going to be a project, and it'll be lower. So, anyway, those are my points.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
She's very nice.
She's very nice. And very happy.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree with her a little bit, though. I think they're going to prioritize the quarterback.
I think they're going to take a quarterback, and yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if six, and I wouldn't. See, the only issue with moving up and taking a quarterback is if there's no dance partner, you can't.
Well, if there's no quarterbacks that you like.
Well, but I mean, if you want Drake May and you can't get up to two or three.
Oh, you mean up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I thought you meant back up into the first round.
If New England is not willing to trade with you, and Washington is not going to trade with you, you just physically can't get that person.
Yeah, and then I think the wild card, too, is what happens at five. Is that another spot? I mean, if teams really value J.J. McCarthy the way that you're hearing and everyone else is talking about, then, I mean, the Chargers are sitting there at five. I'm sure there'll be a team that would want to jump in front of the Giants if J.J. McCarthy's their guy, if you have the first three go 1, 2, 3.
You imagine? So you're going to get four quarterbacks in the top five picks?
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that happens.
What do you think of these four? One's great, one's good, two or nothing?
I mean, history would tell you that's how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. If you get one great one, good.
If you get one great one,
right.
I mean, that's the problem with this whole thing is that you do your best, all the due diligence and everything else, and feel like, okay, we're well positioned to make sure that we will maximize whatever this kid is going to be or has the potential to be. But I mean, it's hard. I mean, you're like two kids. One's going to be good. One might not be good. I mean, Drake May sounds like he's going to be more of a project than Daniels and Caleb Williams, but I mean, I think the Giants are in a great spot to deal with something
right,
like that.
Right, because they can slowly bring that guy along.
I just don't know if he's going to be available at six.
You want someone who's angry, like really angry about this?
I want real anger.
Yeah, all right. So you want real anger? Let's go to Ted in the truck. Hi, sexy Ted.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk. Listen, Dave. Well, first and foremost, happy birthday. That's really why I called.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
And I haven't been able to call in a while because I drive an oil truck, but it is what it is. What Saquon did signing with the Eagles, he could have went to anybody else, Dave. I would have wished them luck.
Right.
Like Xavier McKinney, I wish nothing but luck. He looks good in the Packer uniform. He, at the end of the day, we shouldn't be too upset about it, though, because the Giants running back and a good safety and added a premier pass rusher instead. Signed a guard. He got better yesterday. You're not winning with Saquon. We can lose without Saquon. Let me tell you, he's not that big of a difference maker. He doesn't run hard. He gets hurt every season, and he's demanding Christian McCaffrey-type money. See you later. Go to the Eagles. You don't have a home anymore. You never welcome back to the Meadowlands. And I burned his jersey last night. And I'll let you know, it actually gave me a lot of joy doing it. Because if that's how you feel, okay, so be it, he said, then go to the Eagles. It's going to fail.
Yeah, but that's not how he feels, though, Ted.
But
first of all, you bought his jersey. That's not how he feels.
But, Ted, if he doesn't
have,
get that kind of money from another team, what's he supposed to do?
There was other suitors that would have gave him comparable, maybe not the same deal, but like, how tone deaf can you possibly be?
You think he cares?
Go to the Eagles.
Ted, you think he gives two craps if he goes to Philadelphia and Giants fans are angry at him? He doesn't care.
No, I know. Listen, he's from Pennsylvania, I guess. Listen, you want to go to the Eagles and play for them? So be it. I don't have to root for you. I don't have to like it. And I don't have to wish you luck.
No, absolutely
not. And I don't wish him luck. I hope he gets hurt. I really do. Listen, bye-bye, Saquon. Bye-bye.
Wow. I mean, rooting for injury feels like a...
Yeah, that's wild.
That's the only thing he said that you're right. You don't have to like him.
No.
You don't have to root for him. You can hope he fails. To wish injury upon a guy is, I don't know, doesn't seem like the appropriate thing to do.
You can also appreciate what he meant to this team. He was obviously important enough last year not to get rid of.
Right, which in retrospect is a tremendous misstep, by the way.
Yeah, but maybe that locker room was just such a mess that they feel like if they traded him, then things would have spiraled out of control.
Maybe.
Hey, that's the other thing you got to worry about, though, in situations like this is, what this does to your locker room. Now, I mean, I'm sure the locker room is happy. I'm sure Kayvon Thibodeau is happy because they got Burns to go alongside him, and they brought, they're trying to do, the right things, fix the offensive line, but... I mean, you always want to make guys in your locker room believe that if you do all the right things, if you're, if you buy into what we're selling, if you have production, then we're going to take care of you. And two of those guys, captains of your team, you didn't take care of. You let walk out the door.
They never intended to sign him.
No, I get it.
They never intended to.
Well, I'm saying McKinney, too.
Right. McKinney's is different because typically you have young safeties that are really good that you've drafted. You would think you'd keep that.
But, I mean, when you look at the safety market and when you look at the running back market, those positions right now are not prioritized.
There's a glut of those. I mean, listen, you're going to have Devin Singletary and you'll probably draft another running back and you'll be fine. You won't be Saquon level great. You'll be fine.
You need a legitimate receiver, though.
Badly. How are you going to do that? If you're going to take a quarterback at six.
This draft is flush with wide receivers. So, I mean, I think you take a quarterback at six. If you can't say there's no one you like, I mean, you're going to get a great wide receiver there. Or you use the second round pick to take a wide receiver.
Right.
And there's a lot of wide receivers in this draft.
By the way, T. Higgins, if I'm the Jets, I am on the phone about him.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know what we're waiting for.
I would be on the phone with T. Higgins. I'd be on the phone for Courtland Sutton.
I mean, you need a lot.
A lot.
And you've done so far, and the jury's still, still out, but you've done very little.
Well, I mean, you checked off two things that Aaron wanted, which is you got Zuerlein and Morstead done.
Okay.
You added an offensive lineman. You got the backup quarterback. You got to get a tackle. You have to.
At least one. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say...
Hello!
That's right. My pen doesn't work at all, by the way.
There's one right there.
But this doesn't work.
No, right next to you.
Yeah, we'll see if this one works.
Yeah.
Well, why do I have a dysfunctional pen?
Yeah, why does my microphone look like this?
I mean, this one beautiful.
You're asking questions.
You like John Winthrop, right?
I love him.
Remember last time his dad called in and yelled at me?
I hope this is his dad again.
His dad is on the line. I don't think he's going to yell at me. Let's find out. Doug in Florida. Mr. Winthrop, hi. How are you?
I'm good, Dave, and I just want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I got up especially early for you this morning. It's hard when time clocks change. But look, for you, Dave, because you're good friends with my son, and I just wanted to wish you an extremely very happy birthday.
This is very nice.
Seriously.
I mean, he wasn't
calling. That's why I called.
Well,
you're
a gentleman. And you know what the truth is, Doug, is that I would have been fine had you asked John, can I get Dave's number, and shot me a text and said happy birthday. The fact that you woke up extra early and you have to factor in the time difference, this is a man that really cares about wishing me a happy birthday.
Well, I think you have a very entertaining show, Dave. It's really, you guys, you and Rick and RJ and Ray, you guys are tremendous. I mean, I love it. I love getting up early to listen to you. I don't always get a chance to, but whenever I get a chance, I love it. I'm chuckling on the phone as I'm waiting to speak. But
Doug, let me ask you a quick question, Doug, before we let you go, and I appreciate you calling in. I mean, never wish me happy birthday.
Are you all right if we call you Doug?
Well, I don't know when your birthday is, Rick.
Okay.
When is your birthday?
Yeah, it's in September, but I don't celebrate my birthday the way Dave
celebrates. Should we be calling you Mr. Winthrop or Doug is okay?
Doug is fine.
Okay. All right, yeah. Go ahead, Rick. What's your question?
Doug, when did you realize that your son had a unhealthy infatuation with Disney?
Oh, my God, Rick. You know, it's you know, I wasn't even the one who was able to take him the first time. My aunt took my ex-wife and my two children with her, and so I never got to experience that, but it's really amazing. I mean, I say, John, you don't. There's no other place to go. I mean, really,
it's really bizarre, Doug. You love it, like, and not only that, he says he will not step foot off the Disney property without having his next trip to Disney already planned and ready to go.
Well, he's going on a Disney cruise in a couple of weeks, also.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very odd. But at least he's provided you with numerous amounts of grandchildren. Right?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
And that's good news.
No, it is good news. And Rick, I want to say thank you because I know you were willing to offer yourself up for a bone marrow thing for my granddaughter of my other son. And that's really a blessing, Rick. Thank you.
Oh, no, not a problem at all. I hate hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's been a shock, but she's hanging in there and she's got a terrific attitude. So I am totally blessed. Anyway,
well,
thank you
for
guys,
that.
And happy birthday, Dave.
Thank
Be well,
you.
And I just enjoy listening to you.
That's
Be
great.
Well,
we appreciate you,
Take
and
care.
Of course, best of health to the entire family, the entire Winter Brood. As
oh
it
yeah.
Would be.
How about Doug calling in and say happy birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys really are best friends.
Me and John?
Yeah.
We're very close.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. That wasn't on my bingo card for today.
Well, you know what's weird is last time he called, he scolded me.
He did.
And now today, he couldn't have been nicer.
Well, I think you were nasty to his son. He's defending his son.
Yeah, but I think John and I have the kind of relationship that we can be honest and
You're
open
like brothers.
And nasty and still love each
yeah.
other.
You're like brothers that kind of share this bond where you guys both have some stuff wrong with you.
What does that mean? Well,
I think you're both a little touched.
That's not nice.
A little bit. No, in a good way.
Touched in a good way.
Yeah, like it's endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we accept it. Yeah. We get it. But you guys really understand each other. Like
yeah,
the whole
John.
Like the one-upping of each other.
I get John.
Like, I'm not going to do this for my family.
I don't,
no, I'm not going to do this for my family.
I don't think it's a one-upping.
I won't go to this party. I won't support this friend.
I was asked to go on Freddie and Harry yesterday.
Again?
Yeah. And I was like, no.
No, no. Whoa.
I will not.
No, you can't say no.
I said no.
How...
Because I wanted my initial reaction to the Saquon to be with you on this show. I didn't want to give
away. I'm underwhelmed.
I didn't want to give away the milk.
I was underwhelmed.
What?
I want to give the milk back.
You don't want the milk?
No, I don't want that milk.
So, RJ, do you see what he wants? He wants me to be a fraud is what
RJ,
he wants.
RJ, tell me after his first appearance on Freddie and Harry that this reaction would have been what they wanted on Freddie and Harry.
Slap him right across the face.
So I'm trying to figure this out.
You're a circus now for them.
Yeah, you really are. So maybe you made the right call. You put a stop to it. But let me ask you this, Dave.
I'm not just going to be some clown who goes on every week.
Just starts yelling at everybody
every week. Yeah, they throw oats at me and I jump up and eat them. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that person.
Oh, they throw oats at you.
That's how you feed the barn animals. I'm not going to be a barn animal. Eat their hay.
Let me ask you this, though. Giants do not trade for Brian Burns.
Mm-hmm.
We get a different reaction today?
Yeah, you would get an more unhappy.
I got the phone lines lit up. I got bananas thrown in my face. My thing is now called RJ. Something's got to give.
Yeah, I'd be much more unhappy.
So
is that what all you guys want? Let's have sports moments happen so Dave has a reaction. That's what we are now?
Well, no, that's not what we are, but we are not Giants fans.
It's part of who we are.
But we see that news and we instantly, like many people, think of you. So I think we're getting the total reaction to what Joe Shane did yesterday or didn't do.
I think the Giants did well yesterday.
Yeah, but I think people were looking for the isolated feeling of how you reacted to strictly Barkley.
The Saquon, when I saw the Saquon news, I felt like I was punched in the gut. I was like, oh. And solely because it was Philadelphia, not him leaving. I knew he was going to leave solely because it was Philadelphia. That's it. But if you want me to come on and say how I can't believe it and I you know, wish poorly on him and he's awful, I don't like that he went to Philly. I hope that he does not have a good season and a good career with the Eagles because I hate the Eagles. It's not personal towards him. It's just that's my view of Philadelphia. But I'm not going to be someone I'm not. I won't do it. So you want me to sit here and you want me to get all crazy and I can't believe it? Sorry. I'm sorry.
I want you to be true to yourself.
Well, that's what I'm trying to be.
And I think that we all recognize
and
that
you're
you
judging
are the
me
Giants.
I'm not judging for my reaction.
I'm actually happy you didn't go on with Freddie and Harry because I think they would have been disappointed.
Well, yeah, it's too bad.
Because there's no reason, there is no way that they just decide after what you did the first time, disrespecting Freddie.
Should they give me like Windows too? We'd like you on it. You could 3:30, 4:30, 5:30.
Big foot Harry. Poor Harry's like, hey, he's like, shut, you shut your mouth.
I did
Harry.
Not tell Harry to
That's
shut
pretty
up.
Much what you said.
No.
I'm gonna scold Freddie and you keep quiet.
They you sit there, you zip it.
Yes.
And I'm gonna attack Freddie.
They wanted you to act the fool yesterday.
You can join the Michael Kay Show for a live Big East broadcast on Friday, March 15th, starting at 3 o'clock. That's this Friday, by the way, at the Rutherford, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. There's going to be plenty of ESPN swag given away and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See the Kay Show live with special Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd Street this Friday, starting at 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. I gotta say, I love Schweppes.
I love a nice Schweppes.
Love ginger ale, upset stomach, some little Schweppes. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Yeah. Let's break. We'll come back. Phone lines are very active today. 1-800-919-3776. Also, this Garrett Cole news is very troubling for the Yankees. We'll get to that as well. 98.7 ESPN. All right, and now I have a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been trusted and the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit truegreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn, completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit truegreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's truegreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.